I'm here talking to Katria Smith, who plays Alana at the Brighton Fringe, and that's going to be happening at the Jukebox Theatre in the last week of the Fringe, and we're here on New Road during Fringe City, so you can probably hear lots of noise in the background. Alana, tell us about Alana.
Alana is about, basically I'm in the music industry, and it's a straight drama but has some music in it due to the music industry, and my father just passed away and he was my rock, and I get very close to my doctor, played by Kerry Lee Orrick, and my mother comes into my life and it gets very confusing, and yeah, it's a set of scenes that go through my life for about a year, and then just see how the relationships turn out, really. It's quite a gritty drama, yeah.
So do you know the writer? How did you find the script?
The writer's my father.
Aha!
So we know each other quite well. I've known him for life. But yeah, he's the founder of Big Squirrel. So we've done three of his plays now. We've done Camden Fringe, Edinburgh Fringe, and now first time at Brighton Fringe.
So just take us a little bit back in time to where daughter decides to do father's work.
Well, it's a long time. He wrote the first part for me when I was 13 for drama festivals and things like that. And then I went to uni. I've done my, you know, drama degree and everything like that. I've got representation and, yeah. So, but we want to try out different things, less commercial things. And, yeah, try and develop different parts that he wants to write about in different ways.
How do you ensure that the closeness of a relative, you know, doesn't get in the way of being objective?
I think, I mean, I probably do argue more with him than I do with a normal director. Be a bit cheeky, but I know that overall he's seeing it from a different view that we can't. So I know I need to take his opinion. And it's luckily, it was a very devising sort of process. And so we all contribute to our characters and the writing, and it's gone through a huge change from the very beginning.
And do you think there's something unique and extra that you can get from actually performing within a family and doing art making that you don't get when it's not that?
Yeah, especially because this is a very close subject. I mean, I'm talking about my father and my relationship with him, so I can use that, and I can use the exact feelings that I would feel in that situation, so it is actually a bit more emotive for me personally.
And then, so take me into your rehearsal room.
In our rehearsal room, we started off with a script, but then we had a few read-throughs and said which bits we didn't feel natural and which ones we didn't. And then we were in the tiny, tiny, tiny theatre, so it's very, you know, condensed. But we tried to make interesting moves, and yeah, basically we tried to make a little plot out of our characters, making their backstories, and hopefully it becomes realistic.
And now it's kind of, you know, touring around and things. Has he let go of the script, you know, or does he keep rewriting it?
No, I mean, if we do add bits in and he likes them, then he'll put them in the script, because eventually he wants to get it published. And he likes the little realistic quirks that we add. So, but yeah, he's happy for us to do our own thing.
Right. And in terms of the feedback so far, I mean, how's the play developed from feedback you've had?
It has developed like leaps and bounds. It started off with too many twists and it tried to be a proper, you know, thriller. But now it's so much more just down to earth and about humans and their relationships, and hopefully it can be, people can relate to it well.
And what's the style of the performance?
It's mainly straight. It's mainly naturalistic, realistic. It jumps a bit in time, but not backwards and forwards. And yeah, we've got some songs to add in, and yeah, so it's a bit eclectic.
Yeah, is it quite an intense play?
It is. It is. It starts off very sad, and then you get to know the characters more and you follow them on their journey. And we've been told, we had a preview and we're told it's very absorbing, very engaging, and we're hoping that we get that when we come here.
How's it developed you as a performer?
I like to think that the character has a lot of me in it, and I feel happy with that, and I feel like I'm reacting to these things as I would in real life, and I love that, because it'll make it, the little quirks, it's not a completely, it's not a set script, it's a script where you can add the odd little quirks here and there, so it makes it more real. And I think it's definitely made me more relaxed and natural as a performer.
So if I saw you in the Brighton Fringe and said, oh, I love this, this needs to play, and I'm just looking at it now, the Theatre Royal, you know, 1,000-seater, how would you have to adapt the play for a much bigger space?
Well, yes, we'd have to get a bit more set, that's for sure. And we would mainly just the movements, because we're used to it being very condensed, but obviously a bit more vocal, maybe think about you know, more amplification for the instruments and things like that. But I'm hoping that our characters and everything will be able to reach any space that it's put in.
And then, so for you as an artist going forward beyond this, you know, what do you think you'd be ready for next?
I want to do something even a bit quirkier. That's the next thing that I want to do, because it started off as a bit of a Bridget Jones thing that my dad wanted to write with me on the front cover, looking a bit quirky. Obviously, it's gone to a completely different drama, so I'd like, when we go to Edinburgh Fringe, to do this for half, and then the other half be something a bit quirkier, but more about relationships, because I think that's a good thing to write about.
Well, that sounds very interesting. It's called Alana, and it's at the Jukebox, so thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Thanks.